With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. We've heard many things about the Green New Deal. What we have not heard until now is that some farmers are actually getting on board. In fact, some farmers and ranchers have launched a campaign urging Congress to take a closer look at the program, which supports regenerative family farming and ranching practices over industrial-scale agribusiness. Regeneration International's Catherine Paul says farmers across the political spectrum are seeing the proposal as an opportunity to level the playing field.
The goals that are laid out in this Green New Deal are goals that we as farmers can help achieve in this country. We can be the clean water heroes. We can be the climate heroes. We can be the health heroes if we just get the policy and program support.
On the other hand, there are plenty of critics of the Green New Deal, mostly Republicans who are staunchly against the bill, many who say it's too expensive and argue there are better ways to address climate. Paul admits it won't be easy. She points out agribusiness spends an awful lot of money lobbying Congress.
And what they want is rarely good for small, independent farmers and ranchers who are interested in farming in a way that benefits everyone.
She says some 10,000 farmers and ranchers have joined the campaign to date.
This is Bob. I can show you how to make $1,000 a day.
This is an alert. In 2018, 48 billion robocalls were placed to cell phones, and nearly 50% of those were scam-related. Scammers want money, personal information, and sensitive identity information. They use insurance and free vacation gimmicks as tools to get your cash and identities. Farmers, you have even more to lose when it comes to scams. Identity theft can really damage the day-to-day operations of the farm when your personal information is tied to farm accounts. If you're buying or selling items online, such as farm equipment, expect and know how to spot a potential scam. Watch for area codes that aren't local and make no sense. Another tip, scammers don't know farm lingo, so feel them out. Since robocalls are the number one complaint to the Federal Communications Commission, the U.S. Senate is now discussing a bill to make robocalls a criminal action, which would stop the calls. We urge you to call your senator today. Robocalls are robber calls.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.